ACT's plan to roll back gun legislation is facing the cold, hard facts of political reality. Pro-gun policies helped ACT achieve an election surge, but Labor's new police minister is firm that no conversation is planned. Calls for a gun register, which ACT opposes, have been hardened by two recent shootings in Northland of police officers and the killing of an Auckland officer in July. Political reporter Yvette McCullough has more.
ACT is proportionately one of the most armed caucuses, with around half of its MPs holding firearms licences. Michael Dowling, who heads the Council of Licensed Firearms Owners, suspects this isn't the biggest representation the gun lobby has had in Parliament. It's just the most open.
We probably had the representation before. It's just for this election, people disclosed that they were licensed firearm owners.
Mr. Dowling says in its haste to make things safer following the Christchurch terror attack, the government has targeted legal gun owners and not criminals. So, with the lobby group's former spokesperson, Nicole McKee, now sitting in Parliament, is he hoping the pressure will be on to roll back changes?
No, pressure is not what we're looking for. We're looking for an open conversation, evidence-based.
Mr. Dowling says they have to work within the existing laws, and what they want is for it to be easy for people to comply.
That's really our hope with Nicole, that all the experience she's had will help with evidence-based decision-making.
Ms. McKee has been a public champion of gun owners' rights since the March attacks. She says they're being made to feel responsible for the actions of a terrorist. Ms. McKee says the planned gun register should be scrapped.
It's not going to keep New Zealand safe. It's going to be very costly to the taxpayer with really no effect at all.
Ms. McKee says the government must also release the report of the Royal Commission into the Christchurch attack when it is handed over next week. And she believes the government should rethink its reforms based on the report's findings. But facing the reality of politics and opposition, Ms. McKee plans on taking a slowly approach, knocking on doors and building relationships.
Look, I think if I was to put a bill in tomorrow, the doors would be closed. But we are actually in a place where we should be able to have these honest conversations about achieving mutual goals.
Police Minister Paul Williams declined an interview, but in a statement says while she will always look to build consensus, she has no specific plans to work with ACT on firearms law, and no plans to review changes to firearms legislation. She says it's clear that the vast majority of gun owners are law-abiding, and she will continue work begun last term on licensing and administration, as well as firearms prohibition orders. Despite this, Ms. McKee is optimistic her voice will be heard.
Well, I'm hoping that as one of 120 that have been elected to come into here, that I would have the respect of my fellow colleagues to actually be listened to.
Potter Williams says she will be taking some time to ensure Cabinet gets the best advice, and there's no fixed time frame on the next steps. She adds that several Labor MPs hold firearms licences, and it would be incorrect to assume that any one party represents or speaks for firearms owners. From Parliament, for Morning Report, Yvette McCullough.